In this module, we're going to talk about how to send and receive email. We're starting off in the Today screen. I should be at the top of the screen. I'm going to press up arrow to confirm that.
Friday, October 31st, 2003.
Before we began recording this module, I connected my PackMate to the PC, and I allowed ActiveSync to synchronize my inbox, my calendar, and my tasks. We're going to arrow down through this screen together, so you can hear what changes were made. I'm going to go ahead and start pressing down arrow now.
Tap here to set owner information. Tuesday, : regular weekly meeting. 1:30 p.m.-3 p.m. left there in large conference row ... ActiveSync : 1 unread message. 19 active tasks. 5 high priority. Battery 37%.
As we arrow down through the Today screen, you heard that I have an appointment next Tuesday, an unread message in my inbox, several tasks on my task list, and you heard the priority status of the ones that are high priority, and the state of the battery. Let's go back up to the unread message. I'm going to press up arrow.
5 high priority. 19 active tasks. ActiveSync : 1 unread message.
And I'm going to press enter to get to my inbox.
Enter. Inbox : ActiveSync 2 items, 1 unread. Dan Clark, 10:52 a.m. 1K, meet me in the recording studio, 1 of 2.
So Jaws told us a couple of things there. First of all, that there are two items in the inbox, and that one of those items is unread. As you heard, the first item in my list has already been read. It's an email from Dan Clark. I'm going to press down arrow to hear what message is unread.
Unread Eric Vision 10/30/032K at Freedom Scientific Newsletter ...
And there's an announcement about our current Freedom Scientific Newsletter. I'm going to up arrow back to Dan Clark's message.
Dan Clark 10:52 a.m. 1K, meet me in the recording studio.
And in order to read the message, I'm going to press enter to open it.
Enter. From : quote Dan Clark, quote less Dan C at freedomscientific.com greater semicolon sent : 10/31/03/10:52:22 a.m. subject : meet me in the recording studio message : hi Ron, when you get a few extra hours today, let's meet in the recording studio to work on some of the new PackMate audio training modules. I have a meeting to go to this afternoon, but we should be able to knock out a few modules at least. TTYL, Dan.
Once I pressed enter and the message was opened, we heard some header information, and then PackMate read down through the body of the message. If I wanted to close this message and return to the inbox, I'd simply press F1. But I want to reply to Dan's message. So I'm going to press F1.
Menu active, edit.
And I want to open the actions menu. I could use up or down arrow to get there, but I'm going to use first letter navigation. So I'll press A.
Forward.
I'm in the Actions menu. The first choice that appears is Forward. I'm going to down arrow to Reply.
Reply All. Reply.
And I'll press Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. New message read : meet me in the recording studio. Message : edit.
So I'm told that I have created a new message. It's been given the subject line, meet me in the studio. And I'm now in the edit field. So I'm going to tell Dan that I would be glad to meet him.
Space. AI space DAN comma enter I space the OULD space BE space GAD space TO space AEET space YOU space TAERE period enter enter.
I'll skip a couple of lines and I'll ask him how about 1:30.
HOW space AOUT space 1:30 question and enter.
And I'll just put Ron at the bottom.
R-O-N.
I do want to take a moment to proofread my message. And I can get back to the top of the message body by pressing L chord.
Hi, Dan.
And it reads the first line, and I'll just down arrow through the message.
I would be glad to meet you there. Lang. How about 1:30? Lang. Ron.
And I am completely satisfied with this message, so I'm going to send it. I can do that by pressing SH chord S, which is dots 1-4-6 chord, followed by the letter S. If I had entered this message in grade 2 Braille instead of computer Braille, I would have PackMate translate it back to computer Braille for me before I sent it by pressing SH chord T. You can remember T for translate.
Dan Clark, 10:52 a.m. 1K, meet me in the recording studio, 1 of 2.
And as you can hear, I've been placed back in the inbox. My reply to Dan has been placed in the outgoing messages folder, and as soon as I sync my Pac-Mate with my PC again, it will be sent to him. Since I've already read and replied to this message, I'm going to delete it. That's done by pressing E chord D.
Message deleted. Unread Eric Vision 10/30/032K at Freedom Scientific Newsletter ... 1 of 1.
And when I resync with my PC, that message will also be deleted from my PC's inbox. So everything is kept accurate and up to date, and there's no discrepancy between the Pac-Mate and the PC. Next, let me show you how to create a new message. Press F2.
Menu active. New.
And immediately our first choice is new. Press Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. New message. Untitled message. : edit less ... greater.
We're in a new message. It's untitled as of now since there's nothing in the subject line. And we're placed immediately in the to field that we can write the address of the person that we're sending this message to. I'm going to address this to info@freedomscientific.com.
info@freedomscientific.com. Tab ... edit less ... greater.
The subject will be information about the new Pac-Mate.
info@about.space/ae/ae=p-a-c/mate.
I'll press tab to get to the message body.
Tab, message, edit.
And we'll just write a quick message asking for information.
Space, H-E-L-O, comma, enter. I-A-M-I-N-T-E-R-E-S-T-E-D.
And I think for the purposes of what we're doing, that's enough information. I'm going to press enter.
Enter.
And I'll sign this email.
R-O-N-M-I-L-L-E-R.
And to send it, we just press SH chord S.
Eric Vision 10/30/03 unread 2K at Freedom Scientific Newsletter ... 1 of 1.
Again, we're returned to the inbox, and this message is placed in the outgoing messages folder to be sent the next time we sync the Pac-Mate with our PC. Before we conclude this module on sending and receiving email, I want to show you a few things that you might find useful. I'm going to create another blank message, and I'm not going to type anything into it this time, but I want to use it to show you a few things. So we're going to press F2 again.
Menu active. New.
Press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. New message. Untitled message. : edit less ... greater.
Our new message is open in front of us, and we're in the to field. Some of you may have asked before, as we created our last message and tabbed to the body of the message, what happened to the CC field and the BCC field, stuff that we're used to? Well, if we want to use those, we need to expand the headers to include them, and I'm going to show you how to do that. Press F2.
Menu active. New.
And press down arrow until you hear expand headers.
Edit. Contact list. Expand headers.
Press enter on this option.
Enter. Leaving menus. Collapse headers button.
Now we're immediately on the collapse headers button. Press tab.
Tab. : edit less ... greater.
You hear the to field. Press tab again.
Tab, CC: edit less ... greater.
Press tab again.
Tab, BCC: edit less ... greater.
Press tab one more time.
Tab, Sub: edit less ... greater.
And so you've heard the to field, the CC field, and the BCC field where you expect to hear them. Let's pretend now that you wish to add an attachment to this email. Press F2.
Menu active. New.
Arrow down to edit.
Edit.
Press enter.
Enter. Cut.
And press down arrow until you hear add attachments.
Copy. Paste on available. Leader. Select all. Edit my text messages ... add attachment ...
At this point you would press enter, and you would have the ability to add the attachment that you wish. Let's continue through the rest of this edit menu. There are some useful things I want you to at least know are there.
Spell check.
It's one of the most important ones for a guy like me. We have spell check now with email.
Check names. Language submenu. Save and drafts. Cancel message. Cut.
And we're back around to the cut option. I just wanted to show you where some of these things can be found. I'm going to press F1 now.
Leaving menus less dot 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 greater.
And as you can hear, we're back into the message that we started. And I'll press F1 again to get out of this message that we've started.
Close button. Unread Eric Vision 10/30/032K at Freedom Scientific Newsletter S dot 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 1 of 1.
Which brings us back to the inbox. When you're done working in the inbox, you simply press F1 to take you back to the Today screen.
Close button. Today.
This concludes the module on sending and receiving email. Please join me in the next module.